Vice Chairman Duke goes ahead said this mine provides good paying jobs to about 85 Crow tribal members.
It is the lifeblood of the Crow here, and we've been surviving on the coal for all these 43 years.
Goes ahead said the downturn in the coal market and regulations from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency have hurt their economy. He told the vice president he hoped the Trump administration will change a lot of policies. After Pence flew into Billings Friday afternoon, his first stop was a visit to the Absalica mine on the Crow Reservation. Shortly after they arrived, the officials got on horses.
We're going up there next.
The group rode up a hill that overlooked a reclaimed area that was once mined. They turned their horses to gaze at the panorama of rolling, verdant hills. The only sound was horses, the wind, the chatter among the group, and the clicking of cameras. Pence was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, Senator Steve Daines, and Crow Tribal and Westmoreland Resources officials. Westmoreland mines the coal it leases from the Crow Tribe. After the horseback tour, Pence sat down with the group at the mine headquarters.
It was actually fairly hard to detect where the mining had happened in the past and where it had happened before. So I want to commend you and all the leadership of Crow Nation as well as Westmoreland Coal Company on just not only a prosperous past, but great stewardship of the land that is your legacy here. So thank you very much.
And Pence had this message to the group from the president.
And on behalf of the President of the United States, I'm here to announce the war on coal is over.
Pence said the president believes American energy drives prosperity and jobs.
And we're going to continue to work with all of you and with these outstanding leaders who are gathered here to continue to drive the kind of policies that will develop a strong energy future in Crow Nation and for all of the United States of America.
He said President Trump has taken executive action to move the country away from the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, which critics have blamed for further hardships on the industry. Coal has been on a downward trajectory for a number of reasons, including market forces, which have caused utilities to switch to cheaper natural gas to fuel its power plants. There's also global competition that's made it unprofitable to export coal overseas. Senator Steve Daines praised the Trump administration for visiting Montana to see and hear about the situation firsthand on the Crow Reservation.
There's tremendous potential here, and it's a lifeblood right now for the Crow tribe. And without it, as they say, coal keeps the lights on. I'd say it's lights out for the Crow tribe if we lose these coal jobs here.
And the downturn has hurt the tribe already. The tribe cut its share of the profits from coal to keep mining going. Interior Secretary and former Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke met with reporters as the vice president's plane was landing at the Billings Airport before the tour. He said energy development helps pay for national parks and the Land and Water Conservation Fund that benefits outdoor recreation. Zinke said the country needs to develop all of its energy resources.
Montana, coal's important, but we don't pick and choose. We let the market pick and choose. We're all of the above, including wind, solar, like them all. But the market has to dictate, you know, what is affordable, reliable.
After the tour and roundtable discussion, the federal officials got back into their vehicles and returned to Billings for a campaign stop on behalf of Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.